This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The tremors are increasing, not in the earth alone, but in the very foundations of the systems built by Edom. For generations, they have offered a counterfeit wealth, a shimmering illusion divorced from the land, from honest labor, from the blessing of Yahuwah. They've built their towers on shifting sand, believing their control absolute. But the tide is turning. We see it in the unraveling of their economies, the growing unrest amongst the nations, the desperate measures to prop up a failing order. Yahuwah is revealing the emptiness at the heart of their power, and scattered Israel is beginning to awaken to a different measure, the weight of promise. They chase paper, these Edomites, digital ghosts they call assets. They speak of easing, of quantitative manipulation, masking the simple truth. Their wealth is dissolving. It is a spiritual cancer, a distortion of the divine order. Yahuwah established a standard for his people, a measure of silver, of weights and measures ordained from above. It wasn't about commerce alone. It was a reflection of his very order, each offering, each tithe, each redemption price tethered to tangible wealth, a testament to his provision and our faithfulness. But Babylon seduced, and Edom perfected the art of abstraction. They promised ease but delivered debt. They offered freedom but delivered control. Now, the hand of Yahuwah is heavy upon them, dismantling their fortresses as Obadiah foretold. Their influence, once seemingly insurmountable, is fracturing, and the echoes of that fracturing are being felt across the globe. This isn't merely economic upheaval, it's a spiritual reckoning. The prophecies are unfolding before our eyes, a dismantling of the structures built on injustice and deception. And as Edom's grip loosens, a space is being created, a space for restoration. Consider Persia, aligning itself ever closer with the crumbling power of Edom. This isn't a surprise to the watchman. Yeshikel spoke of this alliance, a gathering of nations in the latter days, preparing for a conflict that will expose the true allegiances and reveal Yahuwah's sovereign hand. The dragon's breath upon Persia, a strengthening of ties that will ultimately serve as a catalyst in the unfolding drama. And observe the lion and the eagle, circling, posturing, flexing their remaining power. The lion, once the dominant force of the Commonwealth, now diminished but still attempting to roar. The eagle, the self-proclaimed guardian of global order descending with its own ambitions. These are power plays, yes, but they are also signs of desperation. They are the thrashing of wounded beasts, sensing the inevitable shift. Yes, Yahu saw this centuries ago, the echoes of their struggles reverberating through the ages. But amidst the chaos, something else is stirring. A realignment is taking place within scattered Israel, a turning away from the Babylonian systems, a reclaiming of Yahuwah's provision. The gold of Sheba, the silver of Kedar, these are not relics of a bygone era, but symbols of the wealth that Yahuwah intends for his people. A wealth rooted in the land, in honest labor, in covenant faithfulness. We see it in the growing interest in sustainable practices, in localized economies, in a renewed focus on community and self-reliance. It is a slow awakening, a gradual shift in consciousness, but it is undeniable. Israel is remembering the ancient paths, rediscovering the principles of abundance that were almost lost. The weight of promise is beginning to outweigh the weight of Edom's illusions. This is not about accumulating material possessions. It is about restoring the divine order, about aligning ourselves with Yahuwah's will, about living in accordance with his covenant. It's about understanding that true wealth is not measured in numbers on a screen, but in the richness of our relationships, the health of our communities, and the faithfulness of our hearts. The corruption at the heart of Edom is being exposed, the moral and spiritual decay that underpins their power. Obadiah spoke of their arrogance, their violence, their contempt for Yahuwah's people. And now we see the consequences of their wickedness playing out on the world stage. Their systems are crumbling, their influence waning, their foundations cracking. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs, discerning the patterns, and sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is approaching, and the time for preparation is now. Let Israel heed the call, turning away from the fleeting wealth of Edom and embracing the enduring promise of Yahuwah. Let us rebuild, restore, and reclaim the inheritance that is rightfully ours. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.